Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Typhoon Bo Loy has devastated much of Vietnam. Find out how local believers are rallying to respond. Then a Bible Translator Network invites you to join in prayer with them this week. The details on that story in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Vietnam, where Typhoon Bo Loy struck early Monday, the worst storm to hit the nation this year. By Tuesday, the death toll rose to 26, with at least 22 missing. Pastor Locke Lam is A3's country director of Vietnam. He says more than 44,000 homes have been harmed and around 14,000 acres of crops.
We are contacting with those who are in this crisis so that we can see how we can supply rice, clothing, and accommodation for them.
Heavy rainfall after the storm has made flooding and landslides even more likely. Those dangers stir up memories of Super Typhoon Yagi from September of 2024. That storm took the lives of more than 320 people in Vietnam alone. Today, believers in the nation are rallying with others to bring relief as the hands and feet of Christ.
Many of them lost their houses. There's no house to stay and no food and no clothing. So please pray for them so that we can try our best to supply something that they need for their survival.
Pray for open doors to work alongside the government to provide aid. Keep praying and watching. Southeast Asia has another 2 months of monsoon season to endure. Meanwhile, India's Hindu nationalist push, led primarily by the Bharatiya Janata Party, is creating legalized persecution. John Padetti with Bibles for the World says,
we do see the states where the BJP party is the strongest starting to enact stronger, more stringent anti-conversion laws in Maharashtra, Uttarakhand, Chhattisgarh, Rajasthan. These, of course, are states that have a BJP party in power or a coalition in power.
Anti-conversion laws make it illegal to change your faith, and they penalize the people who introduce you to a different religion.
They position these laws often under the title of Freedom of Religion Act, and it's actually the exact opposite.
New laws broaden the scope of activities that fall into the conversion category, putting even more believers at risk.
Anything they do, whether they post something on social media or meet together in a home and have time of prayer and worship, these things now can be considered as offenses.
Keep India's Christians in your prayers and ask God to strengthen and encourage them.
Pray for the leadership for wisdom and for strength in their faith, as well as the congregations, and that they may continue to share the good news of Jesus Christ.
Request the free Hindu prayer guide at our website for more prayer needs. And while you're at it, could you add Bible translation to your prayer list as well?
From September 29 or 30 up through the first part of October, the association that we work with, Illuminations, has got a whole week of prayer.
Dane says Unfolding Word exists to see
the church in every people group and the Bible in every language.
They accomplish this by partnering with church planters and church networks worldwide.
It's the primary way God has called us to participate in the Great Commission. We catalyze and equip church networks so that they are empowered and they're successful in reaching the least reached.
Unfolding Word provides tools, technology, and training so believers can translate God's Word into minority languages.
We see what we do as kind of turbocharging church planting ministries around the world. They are already trying to do Bible translation because they need it, and they can't wait because it takes too long to get a Western missionary to go, and they need the Bible like yesterday in the heart languages of the people groups where they are.
See where Unfolding Word is working and learn how you can come alongside the projects at missionnews.org.
We don't make Bible translations. We make Bible translators. We are equipping people to become excellent Bible translators.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them October 12th through the 26th. God wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, and it all begins with prayer. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.